Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer?
Ach, ja.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, comedian Matt Holt, the lovely Grace Yinger, comedian Dave Dyer, and Who Sleeps in the Nude? Right after this.
I can't see what kind of phone you have. You have a high-end, what is that over there?
Oh, I'm iPhone all day.
iPhone guy. Okay, there you go. Me too. I like the iPhone.
We used to run things until they got the big phones, and then they got so cocky. Look at me and my 98-inch Samsung Galaxy HD TV. Crossing streets, getting hit by cars because I can't see nothing. It's like, take it easy, Samsung. We get it. You still got software with holes all in the back door of it. The FBI isn't challenging Samsung because it's wide open. It's like, oh, we don't care. Anybody can walk in there and see what's on your phone. Yeah. 9-year-old hackers can look at your 98-inch HD TV cell phone.
Hey, look. Channel 17 has his ATM code number.
Their phone dies. You got to call AAA. Right, come jump it. My phone died. Can you come jump me? And for those of you Samsung people, stop wearing your phones on your hip. We get it. You're proud of your cell phone. Come on, who wants to come to my hip and watch a Super Bowl this weekend? I got chicken wings in my back pocket. Help yourself.
It's a big phone. It's a large. The phone is large.
It's really big. Yikes. It's a huge phone.
I use it as a tray at the cafeteria. It's a big phone.
A buddy of mine knocked himself out. He was texting on his Android in bed. Dropped it on his skull. It was out for 2 days. They actually started giving out helmets with the new ones.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
I'll take attendance. Oh, you got a big crowd in here suddenly. There's Ace.
Yo.
Thank you very much. Sitting in for the Chickster, it's comedian Matt Holt.
Hello.
Thank you very much. The lovely Grace with the blonde hair is over there.
Hi.
Trying to think of a transition. The very handsome Dave Dyer with no hair.
No hair.
On his head.
I had to get rid of it.
Okay. You look kind of like Brainiac. In the old Superman comics.
A lot, Tom.
No. Or Lex Luthor.
My God.
There's Josh. That's Christy. I'm Tom. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
You look like Jason Statham.
Thank you, Josh. I like that a lot better than Brainiac. Better.
Yeah.
He looks nothing like Jason Statham.
Are you kidding me? Look at how he's super built now.
Yeah, look at that.
Oh, Jesus.
Right there.
There it comes.
There you go.
Yeah, CrossFit.
No.
You got the tattoo yet?
I've got a tattoo. It has nothing to do with CrossFit.
Okay. I was trying to... I got the under on how fast you before we brought that up. Yes, you look very healthy and fit. Congratulations.
How's the missus like the bald head?
She likes it just fine. Mm-hmm. A little less thigh rash. Than there used to be.
It's a lot.
Whoa!
Does she slap it like Benny Hill and the Old Man?
Yes, as a catcher.
When I'm not moving fast enough. Yes.
So you're going with the full bald thing all the time?
I had to. You know what? It's awful. It's so gray and splotchy at this point in my life. If I let it grow out for even like 2 weeks, I look like I clawed my way out of a fiery car wreck. It just it's awful. So
okay. I should point out that you're also a fireman so that you know what that looks like, and we'll just leave it right there. Hey, Christy, let's move on to anything but this.
All right. Don't be a prude. Sleep in the nude because all the kids are doing it.
Okay, survey. Stop before you give the results. Let's just go around the room. This is a yes or no. Ace, do you sleep in the nude?
Yes.
Okay. Matt, do you sleep in the nude? Okay, what do you wear?
Usually shorts.
What,
gym
like
shorts?
Khakis or?
No, shorts.
Yeah. Nice cargo shorts?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, maybe you do.
Yeah,
I wear a jumpsuit is what I wear.
Like you mean underwear.
With the front and back cut out. Yeah.
Like boxers or something?
Yeah, just, yeah. Just.
Okay, Grace, may I ask you?
It just depends. Usually it's shorts.
Depends? What, do you have an issue?
Hey, look, man, let's not.
Waterbed.
Let's not be mean here.
No, I'm.
You wear whatever
depends.
You want.
No, usually it's just shorts and a tank top.
Okay.
Dave?
Mr. Baldo?
Yes. Nude.
You sleep in the nude?
I do sometimes, yeah.
Okay, great.
Josh?
Every night, nude. Every night.
Wow.
Every night.
I have to be. Otherwise, I feel tangled in things.
Tangled?
You don't get cold?
Where do you go?
I don't get cold, no.
Does it knot itself as you roll around?
Every now and again, the balls get twisted, I guess.
I don't need any detail.
Sometimes I will be having a dream where somebody is either, like, I'm in a fight and they're grabbing me, or like a dog is biting me, and then I'll wake up and go, "Oh, I'm crushing my own nuts." Okay.
Dave, did you say yes or no?
Was that remotely the question?
Is that a common occurrence, like for men in general?
No,
I've never felt it.
No. Okay, I'm sorry, Christy Lee.
So we have three, one, two. Okay, I sleep with pajamas on, so no, I do not sleep.
Okay,
Tom.
Now, what was your answer?
You're our tiebreaker.
I sleep with like real light cotton, long.
You sleep like Ebenezer Scrooge. You got
a
nightcap.
Yeah. When you go to the bathroom, do you have a little thing with a candle on it?
No, because I have proper night lights.
So in our room, we have four no's and three yeses.
Okay. All right. So what's the result here?
The survey says 2/3 of millennials sleep naked.
Millennials.
To be precise, 65% of millennials said they forego pajamas when sleeping. The number compares to just 39% of boomers. Naked sleepers also reported they slept better than those who slept clothed.
That's right.
Men were more likely than women to sleep with nothing on. About 15% said sleeping naked allowed their genitals to be free and happy.
Uh-huh. Mm.
Are yours happy?
Yeah, occasionally crushed, but that's a rarity. It's once a month, maybe.
I love that you've tracked it.
You've given it that much thought?
Now that I am thinking about it, yeah, I'd say it happens once a month where I have one of those dreams where...
Alon Avedon of the UCLA Sleep Disorder Center in Los Angeles says the ideal bedroom temperature is...
69?
That's right!
Yeah! Yeah.
High five! 69!
And that there should be no distractions in your bedroom.
Sorry.
No TVs, no laptops, no work. The bedroom should be available only for sleep, sex, and sickness, and no other activity.
And how about sick sex?
Yeah.
Well, it depends on what you're into.
And how are you supposed to do sex without the laptop?
I'm not gonna judge.
I don't like that.
Okay, so wait a second.
Can't you use your imagination for one
Not
minute?
Anymore.
Okay, let's not get off topic here. The topic was whether or not you wear pajamas, naked sleeping is almost double among millennials. Is that the result of this?
Yes. 2/3? Yeah. Two-thirds. Oh yes, yeah. Sorry, okay. Double from boomers. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, it's complicated. Now, Ace, do you have a television set? Of course you have. You
yes.
have a TV in your bedroom. Yeah. Matt.
I don't have a TV in my apartment at all. No TV.
One of those guys.
I'm never there, so I don't have cable, so I just stream whatever on my laptop and go from there.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
Grace,
yeah, I'm
TV
not
in the bedroom.
No, I have my phone.
Okay. Dave Dyer?
Yes.
We do. Okay. Have a TV. Josh?
No.
No.
Wow. I do indeed have a TV.
No, I will not have a TV.
Same
it's
here.
It's too loud. And the glare is just too much.
It's too loud. You turn it down. My TV had
How about
this.
Camera? Video camera.
Oh, no.
Like pointed bed. At the bed?
I have stopped looking at anything but a book for about 2 hours before I go to sleep, and it has improved everything.
Hmm. Hey, when you're done with Diary of a London Lady, can I have it back?
Yeah, it's might be a little soiled.
A little
You know, bed clothes would stop that.
Here's a man who reads his porn. He doesn't need to look at a laptop.
So the result of this survey is that they're saying that millennials tend to be more likely to sleep naked.
That's what they're saying.
Interesting.
I can see them.
Now, do you, so.
Maybe because they're spending so much money on avocado toast. Yeah, they can't afford
quality pajamas.
Not all of us are like that.
Hey, listen, avocado toast, I'm a big fan.
Sure.
If the millennials are responsible for that, more power to them.
Christy, so if you have a kid who sleeps naked, are you just fine with it? Like your daughters?
I never had one, so I don't know.
See, that's the other thing. The reason that when you have kids.
Tom used to sleep naked.
Yeah, but like you can't once you have kids. You have to, you have to get up in the middle of the night. You don't want to have to. So you have to
explain yourself. That. My kids are gone now. My kids are out of the house.
Well,
so it's
then, okay.
So freeing.
Is it?
Oh, I love it.
Now, does the miss you sleep in the same bed as your wife? Presumably,
yes.
Does she sleep naked?
No, she does not.
Hmm.
Well, that would because it might get caught on the fencing between the.
Oh yeah,
she's going down.
She put the chicken wire across.
Yeah, yeah, in the middle of the bed.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So,
as I sit there and slobber through as I'm watching her sleep. Yes.
Snarling. When you have kids, everything changes, and that's one of the things you have to have the ability to be half dressed immediately.
That's the problem. I'm 40 and I've been single most of my. I can't make these changes.
Well, you don't. Well, you see, would
Josh,
if you had
let's
to.
Just go down the road 10 years. Let's just say this. Here's the scenario. Let's just say you meet the right lady and you have a child with her in the next couple of years.
Yeah.
10 years from now, you've got an 8-year-old, and she's having a sleepover, and you insist on being nude in the house.
Yeah, that's not going to go over
Dad,
well.
Mr. Arnold walked out, and you didn't have any clothes on.
What?
And his balls were in a knot.
You can see my point.
There goes your radio career.
He was mumbling about dreaming.
Yeah, that's another difference. I think the survey probably overlooks that.
Well, millennials probably don't have children.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Right. So, yeah, that sort of changes everything. But
sure.
You might be. Have you ever tried sleeping with a nice loose cotton, maybe a set of long trousers on?
Trousers.
Pajama
bottoms. pair of slacks.
When I've been sick and I have like the chills, yeah, I'll layer up. And then, but I don't care for it.
Christy, you wear tops and bottoms of your
pajamas? Yes, I don't like to be bottomless.
But no bra, though, right? The girls need to be free.
Oh, God,
I don't wear underwear either.
No,
Josh. Me either.
She just wears pasties in case a strip show breaks out. What a stupid question.
There are some women who will wear sports bras to bed because they don't like the sensation of them.
Flopping about?
Flopping, yeah.
Okay. By the way, the visual component to the when Grace takes her hands and throws them left and right. That was quite humorous. Yeah. I had a little footnote for those that were unable to see that. Thank you very much. Dave Dyer is with us.
Now,
Dave, you're significantly married the length of that term.
What?
Is what?
25 years.
Boy, that was a lesson in syntax and how not to use certain
words.
That's
how you interview someone.
It's like the frog jumping from lily pad to lily pad to get across.
So, Dave, you've been married how long?
25 years.
Thank you.
Oh, very nice. And what year is 25? What is that, wood? Silver?
I think it's silver.
Well, okay, yeah.
That's not what she got.
You hope wood is
she got wood, right?
Years.
Yeah, no, she did.
Well, so she gave
I almost
you
got papers.
Dave Dyer, fireman.
Yeah.
Comedian.
Yep.
Head shaver.
Yeah.
CrossFitter.
All of them.
Don't have to lift weights anymore because your watch weighs in at about 12 pounds.
That is a big watch.
That is a big watch.
So you're becoming Flava Flav.
Yep. You know, I prepped for this visit for the past 4 days. I've said to my wife, I said, just be negative to me all the time, okay? It's like when nerd spouses prep each other for Jeopardy appearances or something. It's just No, this is one of those. I love these G-Shock watches. It's just super durable, and I don't have to ever take it off.
Waterproof?
Okay.
Oh. You have a big watch? What are you talking about?
Yeah, you got a big watch, Tom.
Really? It's relatively.
Oh, maybe not.
Not that big. That thing's huge. That's bigger than your wrist.
It's supposed to be.
Well, it should be.
That's how
a
watch works.
I didn't really want to duct tape the two ends together. That's not as effective.
Okay, so you've been married
25 years.
50 years.
25.
And how old are you?
I will be 50 next month.
All right.
50 in the month of October, which my wife says I'm getting grumpier. I don't agree. I think I'm just more efficient. I'm able to quickly size up who's a waste of my time and who's not.
Yes.
And if you are, I'm going to probably be pretty frosty to you.
That reminds me of me talking to you.
Yeah, that's very much like our. Where do you think I learned it? Huh? The textbook Efficient old man.
Now, speaking of the elderly, and we were talking about this off the air, you may not be prepared to discuss this, but your dad raised you and your brothers a certain way.
Yeah.
And I've always loved this story about how you took him in.
Yeah.
As things...
We did. The last 8 months of his life, he lived with my wife and I. He was sick. He had a terminal
and
illness.
Good for you, man.
Thank you very much. And it's that's a tough thing to do, but I don't regret it for a second. And we brought him in. We took care of him. And he was super appreciative, and he showed his appreciation by getting extremely comfortable in our home.
Yes.
And, wandering around a lot and touching all my stuff. And so, like anybody under my roof, I had to end up disciplining him quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
Day before he passed away, I had to ground him.
Took the easy out.
My family said, hey, you know what? We want to have the funeral Tuesday. I said, well, he's not going anywhere till Friday.
We're on a tight ship.
Yeah. So
now, I mentioned that you're a fireman.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a very serious business.
Yeah.
Bravo to you for doing that.
Thank you.
What else is going on in your life other than lifting weights? Because you do the CrossFit.
Well, the firefighting's been a big thing. I think I told you last time I was on the reason I did it. Not to get too schmaltzy, but after college I wanted to do some military service and never did, and I always kind of regretted it. So this is a way that I could still serve. And they were hiring in our township, so I applied and I got hired, and it's been one of the best things I've ever done.
You still a probie?
Yes, I am. You are for 18 months.
Okay.
Do they have a poll?
No, we do not have a poll in ours. They don't have a poll. They've taken out a lot of them and most of them just for safety reasons or whatever, even though we're going into houses that are on fire. The poll is out.
Too much.
Yeah. Do you guys have a Dalmatian?
No, we do not. I have a border collie that almost ended my marriage.
Is that right?
That's right. Before the break, you told us. You brought
about
home
a year
puppy.
Ago, I brought home an 8-week-old border collie puppy, unannounced.
Ooh.
Not advised. Wouldn't do it if I was you. But
was Lassie a border collie?
No.
Lassie was just a regular collie.
I don't know much about dogs.
Lassie was a collie.
Collie.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the young Lassie was a Shetland sheepdog.
Gotcha.
That's a joke
that's
that no one
true.
Will get.
No one.
It's like a miniature collie.
Those are miniature collies. Never mind.
Yeah.
A little gag there.
Yeah, but we...
So you brought home...
I brought home the border collie puppy, and it's actually made us a stronger relationship. We've got a better marriage because of it, because we've worked through that. And you know, they always say you should marry your best friend. That's one of the things they say you should do. Mm-hmm. But here's the problem with that. My best friend likes to text me pictures of really big poops that he takes. So I think I'm going to stick with the acquaintance that I originally chose. How about that?
Now, Christy, do you have a story about the blood? I want to get to this because you were talking about the elderly. And
some scientists believe that ingesting young blood could help prolong life. According to a study published in the journal Nature, researchers at the University College London found that blood from young mice prevented older mice from developing age-related diseases. The mice who were given young blood had sharper cognitive function, whereas young mice given the blood of older mice became sick. UCL geneticist Dame Linda Partridge said young blood could possibly help humans ward off diseases. A San Francisco startup called Ambrosia already offers older clients the blood plasma from teens for $8,000 after performing similar trials.
This sounds like a horror film.
Yes.
Yeah. And they're not drinking the blood. The plasma is just being injected.
Isn't that, aren't you more likely to get a disease than
I would think.
So.
Not get
one. I don't trust this right off the get-go.
No.
Because where was this study held, Christy?
In London.
What was the name of the school?
College of London?
Actually, it's University College of London.
Oh, is it?
If you have to use both university and college, I don't trust you. You're trying too hard.
There's like somebody in SAG already named University and College, so we got to use both.
Yeah, University College London. Yeah, sorry.
And now the theme song. Young blood. This one.
Young blood. I don't think I know this.
Yeah, but
Paul Rogers.
You out of my mind. Can't get enough.
A terrible
of your blood.
Remake by Bruce Willis as well.
Yes, you're right.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.